One day, one day, one fine holiday, as many there be in a year, we all went down to the old church house, some glorious words to hear. We all went down to the old church house, some glorious words to hear. Little Musgrave stood by the old church door. The priest was at private mass, but he had more mind of the fair women than he had for our lady's grace. But he had more mind of the fair women than he had for our lady's grace.
Sometimes one person's actions can deeply influence the trajectory of a whole art form. In this segment, join determined seventh grader Jean Ritchie in the 1930s when she journeyed through the hills and hollers of eastern Kentucky to meet Uncle Jason, defying her parents' rules about traveling alone. Uncle Jason, actually a cousin, was one of the great source singers for the singing family of the Cumberlands, and this was a pivotal moment for American folk music. Along with her parents, Bayless and Abigail, Uncle Jason helped inspire Jean to learn over 300 Scots-Irish family songs, which she brought, along with her mountain dulcimer, to the burgeoning New York City folk scene in the 1940s. Here's a bit of Fair Nottamon Town, a song Jean learned from Uncle Jason and later recorded on her album None But One in 1977.
In Fair Nottamon Town, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me the way to Fair Nottamon Town. I rode a gray horse, same you.
The story from Jean's seminal book, The Singing Family of the Cumberlands. In my school days, I found my family history much more of an interest than the book history we had to study. I longed more than anything to go see Uncle Jason Ritchie over on Troublesome Creek. I wanted to go there because every time I'd get to asking about those long-gone things, whoever I was pestering would say, "You know who you ought to go meet up with? Nobody but Jason Ritchie. He's your own blood kin, and it's a sight what all he's collected up in his mind about the family." But we never did see Uncle Jason. I asked Mom all about him. "If you ever get up to see him, he'll be dressed up in a black suit, setting back like he's a-waiting for Sunday. He made a lawyer out of himself, and so I don't reckon he ever did a lick of honest work, though him and his wife have a big farm. He knows all the old songs and stories, and will set for hours with anyone who likes to listen. Next time I see him, I'll get him to promise to come over and stay a week." But the months went by, and Jason never did come. I begged Mom or Dad to go over there with me, but seemed like they never had time. They said I couldn't go by myself because it was too dangerous up all those long dark hollers, just a young girl by herself. But I determined to go alone to see him. So, one Saturday I told Mom I was going to Hazard. I walked 5 or 6 miles across the mountains where you could only ride a horse or walk. Ancient beeches, oaks, and feather-leaved walnuts and maples pushed into the edges of the narrow path. Suddenly, the darkness fell away, and I found myself in a clearing. Up on the hillside sat a big house made of great hand-hewn logs. An old sow and 8 or 10 little black pigs rooted contentedly in the yard, and red and white and speckled chickens strolled about. I unlatched the gate and saw a tall man with a big mustache leaning back in a straight chair on the porch. He had on a black suit, coat and all, in the summer sun, and was sitting there with his hands folded. "Why, howdy do there," he said. "Set down here and let me see who it is you might be." I told him who I was. "I could tell you're a Ritchie. I guess you're wanting me to sing you a song or two. Your mammy told me about you. About time you got here. I was getting tired of waiting, looking at these old hillsides. Here is Killy Cranky, a play party song and dance that Gene learned from Uncle Jason all those years ago.
Killy Cranky is my song, sing and dance it all day long, from my elbow to my wrist. Now we do the double twist. Broke my arm, swinging pretty Nancy. Broke my leg, dancing Killy Cranky. Killy Cranky is my song, sing and dance it all day long, from my elbow to my knee. Now we wind the grapevine tree. Broke my arm, swinging pretty Nancy. Broke my leg, dancing Killy Cranky. Killy Cranky is my song, sing and dance it all day long, from my elbow to my toe. How much further?